We've got two Bible readings this morning. The first one is from Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 to 10. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descending from heaven came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised. Come see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you." So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." And the second reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 54 to 57, where Paul writes, "Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." And in the Message translation of the Bible, which is a kind of a paraphrase, and I've heard the Message called the smack in the face version of the Bible, we read, "Who got the last word, O death? O death, who's afraid of you now? O death, who's afraid of you now?" I'm going to tell you a couple of stories of things that happened when I was at school. At one time, I think I was about 14, 15 years old, there was a group of girls at my school, and they just got it in their heads that they didn't like me, and so they started picking on me. And it wasn't anything major, but it kind of wasn't very nice. So, you know, I would be walking down the corridor, I'd see them, and they'd be making nasty little comments. And then one day, I was on my own in the corridor, and I saw the ringleader, and she was on her own. And you know how at school kids always hold the rucksack on one shoulder with, like, straps trailing? And completely by accident, I promise you it was a total accident, she tripped over the strap of my bag and went flying through the door of a classroom. Never had any more trouble with her at all. Total accident. Second story. Around the same age, I used to get the train to school. Don't ask me why, it's a long story. And there were some girls from a different school. It was always girls with me. And they decided that they'd pick on me. And they used to make fun of me, and it wasn't very nice. I told my mum about it, and she gave me probably the best advice I have ever got, right? She said to me, "Next time they start up, just smile at them." So I thought, all right, I'm going to try it. So they were taking the mick out of me, and we got off at the station, and we're walking down the stairs, and I looked this girl dead in the face, and I grinned from ear to ear. She was totally freaked out. She's like, what, why are you smiling? What's going on? Never had any trouble after that. The story of Easter Sunday tells us that death is a bully that God has faced down. Death is a bully that we can stand up to now. Bullies are scary. Bullies can hurt us. Sometimes they say nasty things. Sometimes they use their fists. And maybe some of us here have experienced that. And if you have, please tell someone. Whether you're a child, whether you're a grown-up, tell someone else about it, because it is horrible, and people can help you. And some of us as grown-ups, we think that that's something that happens in the playground, but I'm sure some of us know it's not just the playground. Bullying is horrible. Tell someone, make sure someone knows and that they can help you. And there are other scary and painful things in life, aren't there? Life can hurt us. People lose jobs. People lose relationships. People get sick. And some Christians think that they have to pretend that those bad and those painful things don't matter. And if that they're sad for too long, some Christians think, oh, maybe that shows that I don't trust God. But you can still be sad and you can still be scared. Jesus cried when his friend Lazarus died. Even though he was going to raise him from the dead again, he still cried. Jesus was scared in the Garden of Gethsemane the night before he died on the cross. He was frightened. And if Jesus felt those things, then we can feel those things too. But Jesus didn't stay dead. In Jesus, God faced down death, the bully. Now, some people say you need to fight back with bullies, but violence isn't good. It's not. You get into trouble with it at school. You'd certainly get into trouble with HR at work. So we don't fight violence with violence. And actually, when we look at Jesus and what Jesus did, Jesus didn't fight anyone either. Jesus followed the path of obedience all the way to death, even death on the cross. Jesus let death, the bully, think that he'd won. And then Jesus rose again. A very, very old way of understanding the cross is the idea that God tricked the devil into letting the devil think that he'd won by letting Jesus die and then hooking Jesus out of death like hooking a fish. Very, very old way of understanding the cross. Little bit like my bully who thought that I'd tripped her on purpose. Complete accident. Another way of looking at the cross and the resurrection, Jesus coming back from the dead, is the idea that God fights back by not fighting back. God wins through weakness. Death is overcome by death. And throughout history, lots of people have been inspired by non-violent resistance, standing up to things that are wrong without violence. Think about Gandhi. Think about Rosa Parks. Think about Dr. King. They stood up to the evils of racism without fighting, letting themselves be unfairly treated, letting themselves be arrested, and showing those evil powers for what they were. God has faced down death, the bully, so we can face the bully and smile. Now, we don't smile because our pain doesn't matter, but we smile because the bully's power is gone. Because Jesus rose, we have the hope of life after death. Because Jesus rose again, we have the hope that God can turn around even the most desperate situations. Even when hope is completely gone, hope can rise again. Because Jesus really died. His body lay in the tomb, it became cold, and then his buried body began to breathe again. And if God can do that, then God can turn anything around. God can raise our failures. God can raise our relationships. God can give back all that we've lost. Some of those things will have to wait until we see God face to face. But the resurrection starts now. We don't have to wait. We can stand up and smile at the bully. We can start making resurrection a reality everywhere. We can make peace. We can fight for justice. We can speak a message of hope. We can build community. We can connect people with God, the one who's overcome our worst enemy, death. And we can do that because God has defeated death, the bully. Oh, death, who's afraid of you now? I'd like us to carry on thinking about what God has done for us in Jesus. And we're going to use our hands to do that. So I'm so sorry, I've got some Play-Doh under your chair. And I'm going to ask a couple of people to help me. There should be three little pots there. Thanks, Amber. Okay, so this isn't just for the children. This is for the grown-ups too. So can you take one and everyone gets one of those little sticks of Play-Doh? Anyone else happy to help me give out the Play-Doh? Is that all right? Brilliant. Make sure everyone gets one. Thank you very much. Now, there should be enough for everybody. But if not, there's extra Play-Doh on here. So when you get your Play-Doh, take it out of the packet and start squidging it in your hands. Okay. Yeah, can you take a few extra bits of Play-Doh and get ready to give them to people? If you've not got any Play-Doh yet, wave at me. Keep your hands up. We're coming to you with Play-Doh. Anyone still waiting for Play-Doh? Yeah, a few people at the back. Keep your hands up. There's more here. I've got some here, Amber. Oh, you're still... Oh, sorry. Right. There you go. There you go. Anyone still waiting? Okay. There you go. Okay, squidge it in your hands. Do you want to use that one? Right, go sit, Trixie. Squidge it in your hands. First thing we're going to make is a cross shape. So you might want to roll it into a thin sausage and then break it in half and make a cross shape. Okay. Lots of good modelling ability going on here. So as you're making your cross shape, we're going to think about the things that we're struggling with. The things that make us sad, the things that make us angry, and the things that make us afraid. So you don't have to say any of it out loud, but we're going to just think about those things and pray to God using our hands, making our crosses. So I'm going to pray for us, and you can pray in the quiet of your mind too. Lord, please help us with the difficult things, the painful things, the hard things in our lives. Thank you that in Jesus you know how that feels. Okay, you're now going to squish your cross and make an empty tomb. So what I suggest you do is make a ball. You're going to make the tomb. You're going to make a ball. And then just push a little hole in it to make the shape of the tomb. So we're going to now think about the middle day, yesterday, Easter Saturday, when Jesus was in the tomb. And we're going to think about situations in our lives where we feel like we've reached a dead end, where we feel like there's no way forward. Jesus, please help us with the dead ends in our lives. Please help us when we feel like there's no way forward. And then finally, you're going to squish it again and make a stone. And we're thinking about the stone that got rolled away. There was a big heavy stone blocking the tomb and it was rolled away. And then they found that Jesus had risen. So once you've got a ball, we're thinking about resurrection, Jesus coming back from the dead, new life. And because of that, we've got the hope that God can turn anything around. So we're going to say those words we said right at the start of the service, where I say the Lord is risen and you say, brilliant. We're going to say it three times again. We're going to say hallelujah again. Let's go. The Lord is risen. The Lord is risen. The Lord is risen. Hallelujah. O death, who's afraid of you now? Thanks, everybody. We're going to start bringing our service to a close with a final song. And I've realized everyone's making Play-Doh and I haven't given the band any time to move. So you're welcome to take your Play-Doh away with you. And maybe keep it in the shape that means most to you. So if you're thinking about a difficult situation that you want God to help you with, maybe put it back into the shape of a cross and take it away with you. Or if you're feeling stuck and like you're at a dead end and you don't know the way forward, maybe turn it into a tomb shape again, like a ball with a hole in the middle, and take that away with you and ask God to help you with that. Or if you're just thinking, I want to remember that Jesus is alive and God's face down all that frightens us, then just roll it into a ball and take that home to remind you. Thanks, guys.